Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me once again Ivan Bebek, the executive chairman of RN Resources. He and his partner have had a great amount of success in the junior exploration sector, having brought at least a couple of stories that I'm familiar with, companies that were selling for pennies to multiple dollars, made their shareholders very wealthy. And they're back to do it again with, I think, a vehicle that is probably the best yet that they've had. So I'm very excited to welcome Ivan with me, back on the show again today. Thanks for joining me, Ivan.
Thanks for having me, Jay. Great to be back.
Always good to have you here to talk about RN Resources, although RN Resources, I mean, I would be disingenuous if I said as a shareholder I'm completely pleased with the performance of the stock last year. It's not been a good performer. You're not alone in that regard. The whole gold exploration sector has not performed well. It's not performed as well as gold has, but I think that day is coming back. And so I see your shares right now, I see investors that don't hold them, as having a really great opportunity perhaps to pick some up. So I'd like to explore what you're doing this year in 2018. Your stock trades in Toronto and New York under the symbol AUG, and I think it was selling at something like $1.30 or so US, I think, and something like that.
$1.35. Yeah. So it's been a tough 6 months, and I'd be disingenuous if I didn't say that as well, just because it's, you know, the market's going to have various cycles along the way, which, as a contrarian, I'm in a very good mood because, you know, we've been pretty big buyers, not just in our name, but in the space as a whole. If you think of what defines a bear market or an opportunity in the market, it's kind of when everyone's questioning their existence and, you know, their future, and looking at saving money versus spending money, which is where most junior mining companies have been for the last 3 or 4 months, especially since the end of last year, where we saw other sectors do well. I think the fact that those markets have cooled off a little bit, it's going to give us a lot more attention back to what's really going on in the gold market. And as you've said, the gold commodity price is doing great. It's got a beautiful chart. It looks like it's going to break out. And that gives us a lot of confidence as a company. We look at this year and we compare it to last year. Just a reminder for shareholders and new people learning about it, we raised about $40 million with an investment of $35 from Goldcorp last January. And we went on a very ambitious endeavor, and that was to go and explore a 300-kilometer-long greenstone belt in Canada that's around some of the world's largest, highest-grade deposits being mined in the Arctic. And we continued through our Homestake Ridge project in BC, and we got down to one of our Peruvian projects. And you know, that being said, these were kind of first major passes that we were taking. And although we didn't drill results that, you know, fully satisfied the market, if you asked us internally on a technical basis, we're working with Newmont's former global exploration team, what do they think of the outcome of those results? It was extremely positive, and there was a lot of learning that went on. And, you know, learning is not fun for the share price, but it's fun for the next program, which we'll be drilling Committee Bay later this summer, and then we'll be back to drill Peru probably by Q4 of this year on a major project that we just got access to called Sombrero, which we'll be talking about shortly with some press releases. But the big thing is, Jay, you know, if you look at Committee Bay and you ask, you know, what would be the real simple result of last year's program, and that was a discovery hole next to 1.3 million ounces of nearly 8 grams per ton. That discovery hole at our IVIC target, it is very meaningful, and to go back this summer and drill underneath that and beside it, and, you know, if those two dimensions at depth and width of that hole pan out, and the chance of it are quite high based on the fact that you have a hole to drill underneath, you know, the gold came up to the surface, not from the surface, it gives us a lot of confidence. And why are we so excited? Why would it be so meaningful? Because the scale of the footprint on surface that we're seeing is substantial, you know, and it could be something that could scale up to a 5+ million ounce discovery, which would be epic for our shareholders in a market that's completely crippled by growth. There's no major discoveries being made, and I have to go back towards that. And when you talk about finding a 5+ million ounce deposit, you know, that's world class. No one's finding that. Even the majors are looking at smaller projects these days because there isn't anyone finding these things, and that's a victim of the market conditions. If you go over to Homestake real quick and you say, Ivan, how did that go last year? Well, our best holes were at the end of the program. And Homestakes had some interest corporately from some people that were considering to buy it, and we would consider a sale. But, you know, we kind of took a step back recently with the kind of a shift towards our plan, and we thought, well, we found the low-hanging fruit, you know, that the dip of the South Reef extension at the end of the program, there's probably a lot of holes there that we could add at a very modest cost to add substantial ounces to that deposit. We've been working on an internal PEA study, and we're very, very pleased with how that deposit's coming along. So, you know, I think you can expect to see us do a program there as well this summer, and this would be just to continue down the plunge of that ore shoot. Importantly, the ore shoot's parallel to the main zone. The main zone's best hole was 73 meters of 21 grams per ton. Do we get into some really rich, big intercepts like that? It's a possibility. That would be a game changer if we did. But if we drill more of the same of what we saw, you know, as a shareholder, you'd expect a lot of ounces to add up quickly because it's very high grade of what we're drilling up there. And then lastly, Peru. Sombrero, I've described it as Committee Bay South, and what I mean by that is Committee Bay is a 300-kilometer-long greenstone belt in elephant country in the north. Well, Sombrero is next to a mine called Las Bambas. If you follow it, it was sold for $5.8 billion, huge copper-gold porphyry, fairly lower grade, sub-a-gram gold equivalent of copper and gold. What we see at Sombrero initially was, you know, a spectacular outcropping, multi-gram, you know, 2 to 7 gram gold, and from anywhere from 0.5% up to 16% copper, with a lot of 2 to 3% copper all over the surface with major structural components that go with it. What we've done was we increased the land position from 17 to over 50,000 hectares, and we're following that up with some more staking. So we should be over 100,000 hectares of total land with our Sombrero project here in the very near future. And that becomes scale of something that would entice, you know, a major based on the end goal being world-class discoveries, multi-million ounce skarn or porphyry or epithermal deposits can be discovered. And what we have going for us is size in terms of land position and structures that exist on that property. We have grade and spectacular grade of gold and copper. The only thing we're missing now is the drill holes. And so when we drill that in Q4, you know, you'll hear a lot about the surface work that we do between now and then. We do expect more rich copper and gold to come off that surface, but as we scale up to go drill it, you know, I think it's going to be a little bit easier than Committee Bay, and how it relates to Committee Bay is basically scale. You know, it's big, just like Committee Bay, and you're in elephant country, you're looking for a multi-billion dollar asset, and you're next to some big mines that have been discovered in Peru, and, you know, this one certainly has gotten the attention of a lot of corporates as well, just because of what's come out of it so far for us.
Do you have budgets for some of these primary targets this year? Have you talked publicly yet about how much drilling you're going to do in different projects, or is that something that we have to look forward to yet?
You know, there's two parts to that. One is we haven't spoken publicly. What we are doing is we're monitoring the market conditions carefully.
Sure.
And, you know, I think we'll get a lot more value out of pre-drilling work on something like Sombrero, where there'll be some spectacular numbers if they are similar to what's been sampled already coming off the surface, defining big structures. I think that's low cost. That's a very intelligent way to get your project to a drill-ready state for when the market does turn positive, and then to be able to go finance drilling on that basis. With Committee Bay and Homestake, the programs that we get to do there, we've already sent our fuel up to Committee Bay, so the big, heavy kind of preparatory cost has already taken place. We've also pulled a bunch of samples out of Committee Bay that we didn't assay last summer, and these will give us a few more targets to let us know exactly how much we're going to want to drill. So I'd say in the next month and a half, you'll see samples out of Committee Bay, and these are the samples that we sampled around IVIC that really gave us the 50-meter space samples that were sampled in the off-season. They gave us a real definition of target, and it showed us where we should have been with our drills around there. This will probably give us two or three more areas besides IVIC that could be potential discovery opportunities. And then the last point I'll make is, you know, there's a couple projects in our portfolio, and I don't want to isolate them independently because it wouldn't be fair to what we're doing with them right now, but they've expressed quite a bit of interest from outside parties. And we've considered a sale if the price was right before we advanced the project further, and we felt there was a time value concept of money on one of the mid-level projects, and to take that money and self-finance and go after the big ones like Committee Bay, Gibson's McCoy, or Sombrero, I think those are the big three in Banos del Indio 4, but there's real opportunities on the table for us to take advantage of our portfolio and possibly sell an asset. And, if we raised anywhere from 25 to 50 million US, that would be substantial. It'd probably give us more of a lift in our share price than if we were to drill a good drill hole right now, just on the basis of the market conditions. But
sure,
what we're promising ourselves and shareholders is with about 10 million US that we have in the treasury now, is we're going to be very, very prudent with how we spend that. And we're going to be careful not to spend it too quickly, not to put ourselves in a position where we need to finance again for some time. And we're going to make sure that we are, going to exploit some value out of this portfolio along the way. Or at the same time, there is money in that budget to drill, either Committee Bay or to put money towards Homestake Ridge, not both at the same time. So there is money there that we could say no to another financing and drill. However, I think we're quite optimistic that we might be able to achieve a sale of one of the assets between now and when we need money for drilling, which would be in June sometime.
Okay, if we could just, with a couple of minutes left here, Ivan, give us a time target if you could. I mean, I guess maybe you can't do that yet because it's sort of fluid. The situation is a bit fluid depending on market conditions. But you mentioned Sombrero will be drilled in Q4. You've already planned that. I guess we might get some results from there only at the end of the year then, probably, early in 2019.
The way you're going to see us progress, we've been quite quiet since our financing on the public side. That's going to change dramatically. You're going to start to see a series of announcements that are, there's some overdue results from Peru, from Huayacollo. There's some overdue drillings. There's an overdue trench and road sampling that was done. We are very encouraged by what we're seeing there. And then there's a lot of news to come out around Sombrero. And I think you'll see a lot of news out of Peru between now and June. And then when we get those other samples out of Committee Bay, which will really shape the program, it'll be what defines the summer drilling program for Committee Bay. What we plan to do is we're covered with about 18 months of G&A. So any money, if we did go back to market and we didn't sell an asset that we raise, that's going right towards the drill bit. And so if we see gold go above $1,350 on a monthly basis or $1,400 an ounce, I think that you would see, with the right catalyst of steady news flow that we expect in the near term, you'd see a lot of a revaluation of our company. I think even though we're at the state of not drilling today, I think we're highly undervalued based on the assets and the upside potential of these projects. And I think that there's not too many juniors in the world that have the scale and upside of these major greenstone belts in Canada, or pushing 100,000 hectares in a project in Peru with an end buyer such as Goldcorp already as a shareholder, if you do get it right and find a major discovery, right? I think the opportunity is very unique to the scale and size of what we're looking for. And for us, we want to be drilling Committee Bay aggressively again this summer. This will be the fourth time going up. And, the first time was a pilot program. The other two times were learning and kind of seeing where to be on the belt. But this time is the most refined look we've had, and we're following discoveries. We're not trying to make new discoveries. Yeah.
Perfect. All right, we'll have to leave it go at that, Ivan. We are out of time. It is an exciting story, no doubt about it. Lots of things to look at, and of course, you. I should remind my listeners again the track record of the management team headed by yourself and your partner there, Sean Wallace. So, Ivan, I want to thank you very much for spending the time with us today to give us an update. Clearly, you guys have been kind of quiet for a while. I can't wait until you start talking about some things and letting the drills do the talking too, which I'm very confident they're going to give us some nice music going forward. So thank you very much, Ivan. It's great to have you again. All the best.
Thank you very much for having me.